Subway Restaurant's Fresh Take Hotline is part of the big story on the big show. Hello, John. Welcome back to the program.
Thank you. How are you doing?
Doing very well this afternoon. I guess I'm very, very intrigued knowing that we've had you on to preview some of your prospects in the World Juniors and talking about a couple of them once the tournament's underway. You've seen a couple of your guys have some really good success playing in UFA Russia. Just how delighted are you at what you've seen?
Well, we're obviously thrilled, for Johnny in particular. After being left off last year's team and the disappointment that I know he felt from that, to be able to come back and obviously make the team and play the role that he has and have the team have so much success, he's certainly the kind of kid that deserves it, and we're happy to see it. But we've really been happy with all of our guys there. You know, the two guys that I was really focused on going into the tournament, as I think I mentioned in the past, were Marcus and Tyler, and I feel real pleased with the way they've both performed as well. So it's been good all around.
When we had you on prior to the start of the tournament, you talked about how the best thing from your organizational standpoint is how this can be used as a development tool as opposed to an evaluation tool. So now that you've seen some of your players succeed in a really big stage and in big games, how does that work as a development tool?
Well, I think for a kid like Johnny, it just reinforces the confidence that he can play on the biggest stage and play with the best players and still succeed. I felt going in like Seeloff and Gillies and Gaudreau were more known entities to us. We sort of know what we have with those guys and what they're capable of. And, you know, the two guys that I guess it was a little bit more of an evaluation tool for were Marcus, because as I had mentioned, it was the first chance to get to see him sort of in his own age bracket as opposed to playing in the pro league over there in Finland. And then Tyler, just because he hadn't been in that kind of rare air, he hadn't played on that stage before and against that caliber of player before. So I was curious to see how those two would respond, and I think they've both responded very well. So it's been, I think it's served its purpose as far as a bit of evaluation that we can do from a tournament like that, and it certainly has bolstered everybody's confidence and conviction with having the success that they've been having.
John, what were your thoughts overall on the semifinal games that they had today at the World Junior?
Well, obviously, I as an American, I'm sort of pleased to see that result. But I think that the quality of play has been real good. You know, I find that particularly when the ice surface changes for World Junior games, you never know what you're going to get in terms of style and pace. And, you know, I know some teams have played maybe better than you would think on paper, and some have maybe been not quite as good as they have on paper. But I think if you look at the overall caliber of play and the pace of play and the execution that these young kids are able to perform with on such a big stage and with so much at stake, I think the caliber of play seems to get better every year.
John, we don't get to see as much of the other pool, the Sweden pool, as many would. And you mentioned Marcus Granlund. I'm curious about your observations in this tournament, because as you mentioned, his age group, but it's also an opportunity for him maybe to step out of his brother's shadow a little bit too.
Yeah, I felt like that was one of the issues with last year. You know, they wanted him to play with his brother, and that necessitated him playing wing, sometimes on the offside. In this tournament, he's gotten a chance to play a little bit more center. And he's a unique player, as I think I mentioned in the past, not dissimilar from Johnny Gaudreau. He's obviously challenged in terms of his size and strength. He's a small player, and he's not a great open ice skater in terms of a up and down the full length of the ice, and neither is Johnny. Like, they're both guys that rely on quickness and great hands and creativity in their brains, and I was really curious to see how Marcus would react to that, particularly after the experience he had of playing pro. I feel that he's matured this year from playing in the elite league there, and this was a really good indicator to see him playing with his own peers and guys his own age. And you know, he's performed well, and he's created offense, and he's generated both on the power play and even strength, and he hasn't struggled with the pace, which is one of the things we look for with him. So all in all, I feel in some ways Marcus's performance has been the most gratifying in terms of our five guys.
With that said as well, I'm curious, you know, the team doesn't have a lot of success. Is, from what you've seen, has he been still pushing forward? Has he been trying to be that leader and bring, and it hasn't been a great tournament for Finland.
Yeah, no, it hasn't. I know they're accustomed to better. And I do think they have, you know, when I mentioned underperforming, I do think they have some quality players on that team that maybe have let them down.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think Marcus has been one of them. I don't think we necessarily look to Marcus as a pro to be a leadership, heart and soul type guy. I think he's more of a niche player, but I think does play that role for them. And, you know, the only talking he can do, so to speak, is with his production and with his play. And obviously most of what I've seen is, have seen has been video that I've had sent to me and interacting with our scouts and reading reports. And they knew he was the guy that I had a circle around his name to really bear down on, and all the reports have been really positive, so we're pleased with that.
John Weisbrod is the assistant general manager of the Calgary Flames, joining us down the Subway Restaurant's Fresh Take Hotline here on the Big Story on the Big Show. Pete?
John, I don't know how much you know or can tell us, but two Flame players who potentially will figure to be in the lineup if the game does get back on the ice here sooner than later. Sustaining injuries while playing in Europe. Last week, Yuri Hudler with that skate cut of the neck that got a lot of media play. And Roman Cervenka hasn't played since November the 23rd. Do you have any insight as to those injuries?
Well, we're obviously not allowed to contact the players directly, so I guess you could say we don't have the knowledge or the insight that we would normally have. But we do our best around the fringes to educate ourselves, particularly now as, you know, we're trying to prepare for at least the possibility of playing. Yuri's injury was severe. I know he went after he sustained the injury and went and spent some time in Montreal and was doing some training and rehabbing there. He is back playing now. I don't think he's back to where he was necessarily, but he's back playing, and I think in terms of clearing the hurdle of the injury, I do believe that that's behind him, although we'll obviously be able to get educated more if we salvage a season here and get to you know, see him face-to-face. Cervenka, I think, is a little bit more complicated. You know, he had a real major sort of blood issue with the hematoma, and they've had him on all kinds of blood-thinning medication, and he's been skating and training. He's in shape. He's been working out and skating on the ice, but he hasn't been allowed to compete or practice with the team because, based on the medications he's been on, it would create a challenge if he were to sustain some kind of injury. With the blood issues. I know he's scheduled to get some more tests in the near future, and we're hopeful that they'll be able to take him off the medication soon and he'll be able to get into contact. I think both of those guys are still somewhat question marks. You know, we educate ourselves as best we can just through peripheral people that have knowledge of the leagues and knowledge of the teams, but I don't know that we'll really know what we have on our hands in terms of the health of the guys playing in Europe until we're in a situation where we can have them with our own doctors and look in their eyes, so to speak.
Sven Berchi was on the program earlier today. He seems to indicate he's about ready to play. Pretty much a coach's decision, he thinks, for tomorrow night's game for the Heat. You shed any light on that for us?
Yeah, we've obviously been very careful and diligent with him. He called while we're on the road. I've been with Abby the last week in that Midwest trip, and he called while we're on the road and sort of declared himself 100%, as did the doctors. He's obviously practiced the last few days since the team's been back, and Troy said he's looked very good and sharp. I guess the only issue is getting comfortable with conditioning. I think the decision tomorrow as to whether he'll play tomorrow or not will be purely how his body reacts to the few days he's had of rigorous practice.
because it's obviously different than skating on your own. And if he responds well, certainly from a medical standpoint, he's ready to play and he'd be put in the lineup. If it's deemed that maybe he needs a little bit more of hockey conditioning in terms of practicing with the team, then we're obviously going to be conservative as we have all along and maybe hold him out another game or two. But the medical part of it is cleared and has been great, and he's feeling great. And talking to Troy this morning, he seems to be chomping at the bit to get back in the lineup. So we'll certainly be seeing him soon one way or another.
John, we were talking yesterday about the different prospects and the depth this organization has. We were talking about defensemen, and a guy that maybe gets forgotten a little bit is John Ramage. Can you just bring us up to speed on the type of season he's having and where he fits in your long-term plans?
Well, it's tough to tell exactly now where he fits in our long-term plans. He's had a sort of up-and-down college career from an evaluation standpoint. The good news is that I think this season has been his best. He's a leader on that team. He gets big minutes. He plays in all situations. He's shown some bite and some physicality this year that maybe he hadn't shown as much of in the past. And probably most importantly, for Ramirez, he's really tightened up his physical conditioning and his sort of work ethic off the ice, which was something that after his first development camp, we've really been focusing on. And he came back in much better condition in this year's development camp, and he's carried through with that. And the reports we've had during the course of the year and the times I've seen him, he's played very well. We have to get a better sense, I think, when the season's over with all of our prospects that'll be ready to come in and sign contracts as to how they would all fit into our overall mix, how many we've got coming, our number of contracts, and try and make intelligent decisions at that time. But we're very careful to not over-speculate, so to speak, on where guys are along the course of the way, because we really want to let it play out. I mean, every once in a while you have a Johnny Gaudreau-type player who is clearly ready to make the jump and clearly ready to compete. And with some of the more subtle players, and particularly with defensemen, I just try and be patient and wait till the last minute to sort of make those evaluations. But his year has been the best that he's had since he's been there, and the reports have all been good, and we're certainly very pleased to hear and to see that.
What is the process with Johnny Gaudreau when his season ends at Boston College this year, which would be his second in the university ranks, with regard where he goes from there?
I think that's up to Johnny, you know. He has representation, sort of a family advisor, as the college players do, and really the decision process for players in college is up to them in terms of how they feel and whether they feel like the time is right to turn pro or whether they want to sign a contract. And obviously our only part in that is our willingness to sign a contract at whatever point along the way. And we have good communication with his family advisor and a good relationship with Johnny based on his time with us in the two development camps. And as I'm sure you know, if you've ever spoken to him, he's a very, very mature kid. And he knows what he wants, and he knows how to prepare himself. You know, his intangibles are really what springboard all the talent that he has, like the kind of person he is. So I think he'll do his own homework and his own soul searching. He's very disciplined about not talking about it or thinking about it until the year's over. And he did that at the end of last season, and we expect he'll do that again at the end of this season, and we'll see where the chips fall.
John, can you just, because you said something quickly before that answer, do you do believe that he is ready to make the jump to the next level right now?
I think he could play pro right now. That's certainly not a commentary on his ability to play in the NHL.
Right.
And obviously that's something that these kids take into consideration. You know, some kids would rather go 4 years to college and hope that when they make the jump, they can make the big team. Some guys would rather get the pro experience and feel like their development path might be better to spend time in the AHL, and that you know, sort of clears a hurdle that they won't have to clear later in terms of getting acclimated to pro hockey. So I think every player is different, and every situation is different. When I make that comment on Johnny, I just speaking more than anything to, I think, our willingness and open-mindedness to the idea that he's ready to do that if he should want to. But I certainly am not in a position to prognosticate as to his chances of actually being able to play in the NHL right off the hop or how successful he'd be. But the fact that you could put him on a pro ice surface and he could compete and be effective, I think that's for certain.
Well, John, as always, appreciate you taking some time out with us. Thank you so much for giving us a little bit more insight on some of your prospects playing at the World Juniors and some other things happening in the organization. We shall talk to you again soon.
Thanks, John.
My pleasure. Thanks, guys.